That was the reaction this morning in southern Sudan. Officials had just released a preliminary tally for this month's independence referendum, and the results were overwhelming. Nearly 99% have voted to secede from northern Sudan and create their own country. NPR's Frank Langfitt was there for the announcement in Juba, the capital of southern Sudan. And Frank, boy, why was this vote so decisive? Did you expect that?
I think everybody did who spent any time in Juba here, the capital, for very long. Everyone you talked to during the referendum was going to vote for independence. And the reason really is a lot of bitterness. It was a war that lasted over two decades. A lot of people lost family members fighting with the North. Also, they felt really neglected by the North. The South is very underdeveloped. There are maybe, 25 miles of paved roads down here. It's nearly the size of Texas. So there was a real feeling that people wanted to have their own country and kind of have a chance to choose their own destiny.
The United States brokered the peace agreement in 2005 between North and South Sudan. The Obama administration put a lot of pressure on the leaders in Khartoum not to sabotage the voting. How is the U.S. government viewed there in Juba?
It's quite popular. That's not true all over the world. But people here, when I would introduce myself as an American, sometimes people would thank me for what the government had done. You know, as you pointed out, back during the George Bush administration, he worked very hard to broker this deal. And some people I've talked to who followed it said there really never would have been a peace deal. There probably wouldn't have been a referendum without that work. And the Obama administration has followed through as well. So I think that there's a lot of appreciation here for what the U.S. has done, and I think it's largely seen so far as a foreign policy victory.
The countries surrounding southern Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Central African Republic, they've been plagued by violence, terrible leadership. Are people worried that southern Sudan might face similar problems once it's independent?
There are worries. I mean, today was a very celebratory day, but Salva Kiir, he's the president of southern Sudan and a former guerrilla leader, and he warned about all the problems that the country would face as it moves forward. A lot of the violence during the Civil War was actually southerners fighting southerners, and a lot of rebels who are against the leadership here have come in from the cold for the referendum, but there's worry that they may, after it becomes an independent country, frankly go back to the bush and start fighting again and trying to get the spoils, which in this case are a lot of oil reserves down here in the south.
So where do you go next in southern Sudan?
Well, actually, I'm at the airport right now, and I'm heading off to up into what's called Lakes State, and there has been a lot of cattle raiding up there. And this gets to some of the concerns people have in the future. There's a lot of lawlessness in the South because of the Civil War, a lot of weaponry. And when I say cattle raiding, I'm not talking about what you used to see in Bonanza. I was talking to a cattle raider yesterday who said that he would go off with 1,000 men armed with AK-47s, and they would take 2,000 or 3,000 cattle and would kill a lot of people. So I'm going up actually to look at a place where there was recently a raid and try to look at what the government's doing to kind of reduce violence and bring more stability here before independence.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Safe travels, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.
You're listening to NPR News.